Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, March 25th, 2024, through Friday, March 29th, 2024. Monday, March 25th, 2024. Texas man charged with filing tax returns that falsely reported his cryptocurrency gains. Frank Richard Algren III was indicted for allegedly filing false tax returns and structuring cash deposits to avoid currency transaction reporting requirements. According to the indictment, between 2017 and 2019, Algren filed tax returns that underreported or did not report the sale of $4 million worth of Bitcoin, in which he had substantial gains. All taxpayers are required to report any sale proceeds and gains or losses from the sale of cryptocurrency, such as Bitcoin, on their tax return. In 2017, Algren allegedly used the proceeds from the sale of approximately $3.7 million worth of Bitcoin to purchase a residence. Algren allegedly filed a false 2017 tax return that inflated the price he originally paid for the Bitcoin, thereby underreporting his capital gain from the sale. In 2018 and 2019, Algren allegedly sold Bitcoin for more than $650,000 and allegedly failed to report his sales of Bitcoin on his 2018 and 2019 tax returns. The indictment charges that after selling some of his Bitcoin to an individual in exchange for cash, Algren made a series of bank deposits of the cash in amounts less than $10,000, each to avoid triggering currency transaction reporting requirements. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, March 26, 2024. RICO conspirators sentenced to prison for cyber intrusion, tax fraud. Nine defendants were sentenced to terms in federal prison for their roles in banding together to engage in a sophisticated cybercrime and tax fraud scheme. The conspirators directed the resulting tax refunds to debit cards and bank accounts they controlled. To make the businesses appear more legitimate, members of the enterprise opened bank accounts in the names of these fraudulent tax businesses to receive fake tax preparer fees. As the RICO conspiracy evolved, members of the enterprise hijacked the IRS-issued identification numbers of CPA and tax preparation firms and used those identification numbers to file scores of additional false tax returns. Members of the enterprise filed false self-prepared tax returns using stolen identities as well. Although the enterprise claimed more than $45 million in false tax refunds over approximately 4 years, the actual loss to the IRS and United States was estimated to be more than $7 million. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, March 27, 2024. Former bookkeeper sentenced to federal prison for embezzlement and fraud. Emily K. Ruda was sentenced to 33 months imprisonment for wire fraud and tax offenses. According to court documents, Ruda was the office manager and in-house bookkeeper at a small business. Between September 2018 and February 2020, she made more than $650,000 in unauthorized expenditures on antique jewelry, lifelike dolls, trinkets, and other miscellaneous items, intending to resell many of these purchases. Ruda took advantage of her position of trust and made false entries into the business's books to hide the theft, which was only uncovered after an employee's paycheck bounced. Ruda also filed false tax returns, hiding this illegal income from the Internal Revenue Service. According to U.S. Attorney Hanstad, the sentence imposed in this case reflects the substantial financial loss caused by the defendant's fraud, the harm to all taxpayers caused by her filing of false tax returns, and the sense of betrayal felt by the victim company and its owners who had trusted and supported the defendant. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, March 28, 2024. Professional money launderer sentenced to 40 months in prison for transmitting $42 million. Jesus Vasquez Padilla was sentenced to 40 months in custody for the unlicensed transmission of more than $42 million of illicit proceeds derived from the sale of drugs across the United States. According to court records, between January 4, 2016 and May 24, 2019, Padilla led the operation of an illegal unlicensed money transmission business by using 22 shell corporations and 85 corporate bank accounts at various U.S. banks to launder drug sale proceeds. Using the corporate bank accounts, Padilla and his co-conspirators offered money transmitting services to the public for a fee by performing tasks that included depositing cash at financial institutions throughout the United States, transferring money by wire, checks, and interbank transfers, and transferring money to Mexico on behalf of third-party partnerships. In total, Padilla's business deposited $42,276,668 into the U.S. financial system. Of those deposits, approximately 95% of the funds were transferred to third-party bank accounts in Mexico. The remaining 5% constituted the business's fee for transmitting the funds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, March 29, 2024. Owner of telemedicine companies pleads guilty to role in $136 million Medicare fraud conspiracy. Gene Wilson, a former licensed nurse practitioner, owned two purported telemedicine companies, Advantage Choice Care, LLC, and Telemedicare, LLC, and two others. Wilson, through these companies, recruited medical professionals who were bribed to sign prescriptions for Medicare beneficiaries for orthotic braces and prescription drugs that were medically unnecessary, ineligible for Medicare reimbursement, or not provided as represented. In certain instances, Wilson only paid providers when they signed orthotic brace orders. The medical professionals Wilson recruited would often sign the orthotic brace orders solely on a brief telephonic interaction with the beneficiary or no interaction at all. Wilson and the medical provider she retained frequently signed false and misleading documentation to support claims to Medicare. During the conspiracy, Wilson and others submitted or caused the submission of false and fraudulent claims to Medicare, Medicare sponsors, and Medicare Part D plans in excess of approximately $136 million for orthotic braces and prescription drugs that were medically unnecessary, ineligible for Medicare reimbursement, or not provided as represented. Medicare, Medicare sponsors, and Medicare Part D plans paid at least $66 million for these claims. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.